keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver with your latest headlines from 13 News in Topeka. Emporia has welcomed the Wall That Heals to Kansas, a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's now open for public viewing August 14th to the 17th at Emporia's American Legion. Police arrested an 18-year-old man for driving 100 miles an hour on Massachusetts Street in the city limits of Lawrence. Once authorities caught him, the suspect was booked into the Douglas County Jail. And the KBI is now investigating after two student athletes from Dodge City Community College had to be hospitalized for what's being described as a medical incident. They were found on a field following a cross-country practice last week. One student was treated and released. Another is in Wichita still in critical condition. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 90. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 69. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 93. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Ellens of Tipton takes the hassle out of your remodel project. Stop by their showroom and let Lexi and the staff guide you to the flooring, wall coverings, and window treatments of your dreams. With great pricing on in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and sheet vinyl, the perfect flooring is ready for professional installation. Grab some Valspar paint and Brewster wallpaper to add a pop of color to those plain walls. Graber shades and custom window treatments will finish your room off in style. Not sure where to start? Call Lexi today at 373-4315. That's 373-4315 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. This Wednesday and every Wednesday through Labor Day, check out and visit the Little Red Schoolhouse in Beloit while you stock up at the Farmer's Market, just off Highway 24 in Beloit from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. Bonert Welding announces their 50 years in business and 50 years as your local Pioneer Seed representative and invites you to attend the Pioneer Plot Tour on Wednesday, August 13th for an afternoon of field tours, the latest seed technology, supper, and help them celebrate a very special milestone. Milo Plot Tour is at 4, Soybean Plot at 5, Corn at 5:45, and the supper and celebration
at 6:30 at the Jewel Community Center. August 15th, join the Mitchell County Fairgrounds Raceway this Friday for an action-packed night of racing. Stock cars, sport mods, hobby stocks, cruisers, and sport compacts and minis will hit the tracks as well as the Kansas Antique Racers. Concessions will be on-site in the ever-popular Beer Garden. Pits open at 4 and gates at 5:30 this Friday in Beloit. The Cocker City Twine-a-thon and Picnic is this Friday and Saturday, August 15th and 16th. Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., add twine and enjoy live music with Taylor Klein, food trucks, snow cones, and more. Join the Golf Cart Poker Run at the Fitness Center at 7. Saturday at 8 a.m., it's the Fitness Center Fun Run, and time to register for the PTCO Poker Run. And at 8:45, register for the Horseshoe Tournament at 9. Starting at 4 p.m., there'll be a bounce house, voting for the Livestock Kissing Contest, games, food, and more. The Cocker City Swag Store will be available, as well as train rides and opening of the Cocker City Museum. The parade begins at 6:30 on Lake Drive and 7th Street, and following at 7:30, live music in the park by Petty Cash. That's the Cocker City Picnic and Twine-a-thon this weekend. See you at the Library Story Hour at the Osborne County Public Library this Saturday, August 16th at 11 a.m. Bring your kids, invite friends, and come be a part of something special. Roxton and Genesis Brown are joining Brave Books to host a See You at the Library Story Hour. Why have a See You at the Library? Because kids deserve stories that shape their hearts and minds for good. Join Roxton, Genesis, and others for a special time of reading together, praying together, singing together, and connecting as a community together around stories that matter. We'll see you at the library August 16th at Osborne at 11 a.m. And mark your calendar for next Saturday, the 23rd. It's the St. John's Harvest Festival in Beloit and the Alton Jubilee. Thank you for listening to this week's community calendar brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals knocked off the Nationals in game two of the three-game set last night, 8-5. Behind a 2-for-3, 5-RBI night from Vinny Pasquantino. That included a 3-run homer. Jonathan India added a 2-run shot in the sixth. And Randall Grichuk drove in a guy with an RBI double. KC was 3-for-6 with runners in the scoring position, only leaving 4 runners on base. Michael Wacha got the win on the mound, going 5 2/3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks while striking out 3. Sam Long got the save, going 1 full inning, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs. John Schreiber got the hold, finishing out the 7th inning. Taylor Clark gave up 2 hits, a run while striking out a batter in the 8th, and Lucas Irsay got a second save of the season with a clean 9th. The Royals will try to go above 500 for the first time since June 10th and a sweep in the series today at 1:10 p.m. with Seth Lugo on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
You're listening to Talk with the Doc with Beloit Medical Center and your host, Lydia Hausch, on KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake. This program will introduce you to some of the doctors and staff and discuss with them relevant health topics. For more information, contact Beloit Medical Center at 738-2246 or visit the walk-in clinic Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4, and Fridays, 8:30 to noon. Don't miss Beloit Medical Center PA's Lincoln Clinic open house on August 21st from 2 to 5 p.m. with the ribbon cutting at 5 p.m. Tour the new building, meet the staff, and enjoy freebies and refreshments. Again, the open house for Beloit Medical Center PA's Lincoln Clinic will be August 21st from 2 to 5 with the ribbon cutting at 5 p.m. at 130 East Lincoln Avenue in downtown Lincoln, Kansas.